Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. On Sunday, May 13th, 2018, the seventh Sunday of Easter, the Ascension of the Lord. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, I always go to the same person to cut my hair because she understands the very precarious position that I am in. She understands that one misstep, one mistake has disastrous consequences because it ain't growing back. She understands that you take a number two and you buzz it up the side, you taper it out a little bit, and then you get the scissors out for the top. And the scissors, ever so delicately, take a little smidge off of each strand of hair so that the rest of the hair lays down a little bit and covers this head. She understands the precarious nature of the situation. She wasn't available the other day, and so I went to a new barber. And I went in and I said, I get the number two. And then I'm thinking, maybe I should tell him that the other woman takes a scissors to the top. And as I'm sitting there thinking, he's got to know that. I shouldn't have to tell him that. He probably can see that. He takes his number two buzzer contraption and goes zzz, right down the middle. And I'm like, and he heard me gasp. And he goes, what's wrong? And I said, the woman who typically does this just uses a scissors on top. He goes, not today, Father. So this is the summer look. It's also the fall look, the winter look, and next spring's look. It's interesting how this ties into the Ascension. It actually does. Let me explain. I have to give the barber credit. He was given a simple instruction, the number two, and he went at it. He did it. He didn't think about it. He didn't need to think about it. He just did what he had been trained to do and what he knew to do, and boom. And then you got this. He just did it. That's what the Ascension is all about. Because so often, I think, in our own faith lives, we can be gawkers. We can be like the apostles in the first reading. They watched Jesus ascending into heaven. And by the way, they already knew this was going to happen. Jesus had already told them, in a little while, you're not going to see me. I'm going to ascend to my Father. And then you need to go and proclaim the gospel to every creature. They knew what was going to happen. And so he ascends into heaven, and his apostles stand there and gawk. And gawk. And gawk some more. And they do nothing. They do nothing. And soon two men dressed in white come down and say, Jesus is gone. Go be productive. Quit gawking. Be like Father Eric's barber. Go at it and get something done. Do something. But how often do we gawk in our faith? How often do we sit back and we say, you know what? This project that needs to be done at church, somebody else can do that. That mulch, somebody else can do that. You know what? Somebody else can sing. I don't need to sing at church. Somebody else can do that. I don't need to participate. I don't even need to go this morning because there'll be other people there and Father won't notice that I'm there anyway. And so, and we gawk and we let other people do it. I don't need to say thanks or I love you to my mom today because, well, you know, the other kid will do that. I don't need to do whatever the case is. We stand and we gawk, and nothing happens. The Ascension prods us and prompts us to do something today, to do something this week, to make this week different than last week, because if this week looks the same as last week, then this celebration is for naught. To do something. There's a little story about after Jesus had ascended into heaven. He was greeted by all of the angels. And they began to ask him about the work that he had done on earth. Jesus told them about his birth, his life, his death and resurrection, and how he accomplished the salvation of the world. One of the angels asked him, "Well, now that you are back in heaven, who will continue your work on earth?" Jesus said, "While I was on earth, I gathered a group of people around me who believed in me. They loved me. They will continue to spread the gospel and carry on the work of the church." The angels were perplexed. One angel said, "You mean Peter, who betrayed you, and all the rest of those people who ran away when you were arrested and crucified? Do you mean to tell us that you left them in charge to carry out the work of the church? And what will you do when your plan doesn't work, Jesus?" Jesus looked at the angels and he said, "I have no other plan. It's got to work. And it has worked. It has worked. Not perfectly, not perfectly, as we see in my barber's actions, but it's worked in that people have given it their best effort throughout the centuries, saints and sinners alike, people who got it right and people who learned to get it right. They kept on going. They realized, as hopefully we all do, that Christ has no other body but ours. We're his hands. We're his feet. We're his mouth. We're his mind on this earth right now. Is that how we're acting? I think about the people who work so diligently. We got our mulch done the other day. Again, volunteers, parishioners who just went out and did that. They're the people who work hard on their marriage each day and sacrifice endlessly for their children. They're the people who volunteer to stuff envelopes at the parish office or to stuff the bulletins every single week. They're the people who work so hard to prepare the funeral dinners as a way of comforting our grieving families. They're the people who see a ministry that's needed at our parish and they come up and say, "Father, we need this ministry. And I'm willing to do it." And even if they don't say the second part, they end up doing it anyway. They're the people who are in the pew and they see somebody walk in late because of a train, because we live in Wallbridge, and they don't give that person the stink eye that they have to move at the start of Mass. They're the moms who love unconditionally. You know, all of you moms out there love unconditionally and are the face of Christ no matter what happens. You're the ones who sacrifice daily. I think of my own mother and the struggles, you know, that she had in raising my brothers, you know? Like, it was awful for her, and yet she kept loving them, you know, as she needed to, and thanking God that I was so easy, you know, and she didn't have to worry about me. But, you know, how often do we forget to thank our moms? How often do we forget to show them some token of gratitude? How often do you get a reward? Not often, likely. And yet, you keep going. And you continue to be the face of Christ to all of us. Today is a day to say thank you to you and to hopefully give you a little reward for your goodness because you deserve it. You deserve it so much. The list goes on and on and on. Christ has no body now on earth but ours. We're his hands, we're his feet, we're his mouth. We're everything. And he asks us to go out and to do something productive today, to do something productive this week that proclaims his gospel to every single creature is what he commands us to do in the gospel today. So what's it going to be this week? Because like I said, if this week is the same as last week, what are we doing? What are we going to improve on this week? What person are we going to reach out to and show a little love that maybe we haven't done so in a while? What task at the church are we going to take on that we say, boy, this needs to be done, and Father's just waiting for somebody to step up to do it? When are we going to say that Mother's Day shouldn't just be about a Sunday, but that it should be about every day, and we start showing love and care and concern and thanks to all of the people who love us so much in our life each and every day? When are we going to do those simple tasks that Christ asks of us? Today, on this Ascension, we are encouraged to do that. We're not just encouraged, we're mandated. Go and proclaim the gospel to every creature, Jesus tells us. What are we going to do this week?
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.